Husker Du did Guns at My School, a live version of that. I think that's all there is. It's only a live version of that, I believe. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Let's see. Dead Kennedys did Straight A's from the disc Give Me Convenience or Give Me Death. And we start off with the Jam, Art School, from the disc In the City. All right, that brings us right up to date, and that means it's time for the coverall. It's 7 o'clock on the nose. And that's what we do at the midpoint of the show. We do a set of covers, and that's what we're going to do. And they're going to be, of course, keeping with the theme. So, let's get right to it. Why Babylon? All right, here's the coverall. Enjoy.
In my against the law. It was against the law. I was a mama's dog. It was against the law. Mama looked down and spit on the ground every time the name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that far, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way.
WMFO, that was the coverall. What a fun time that was. All right, that was me first and the Gimme Gimmes doing Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard from the disc Have a Ball, 1997, covering Paul Simon, of course. Me first and the Gimme Gimmes, they love to do covers, so they're always fun to get in there. Motley Crue did the Brownsville Station Smoking in the Boys Room. Sorry about that little whistle there. That's off their greatest hit. It's Motley Crue. We did Johnny Winter off his self-titled Johnny Winter album. And that song was Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl. That's a Sonny Boy Williamson song. It's actually kind of an old blues traditional song, but he's the first one to have recorded it. That goes back to 1969, Johnny Winter. We had Dave Grisman and Sons doing Hot for Teacher, the Van Halen song. That's a disc called Strumming with the Devil, the Southern Side of Van Halen. Here you go. Kind of intrigued by the rest of that album. I have to check it out. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas did Riding High, did To Sir with Love. And that's from the movie of the same name. Lulu did the famous version of that. Sidney Poitier. All right. That brings us right up to date. So we did the coverall. We've got about 40 minutes left to go. Edward Bucher will be up at 8 o'clock, so you want to stick around for that too. But for now, we're doing more school songs. Steve, it's the bingo show. I'll be here till 8 p.m. Hope you stick around for it. If not, you can always catch it on the archives, WMFO.org. Here we go. How about some Guided by Voices?
Again, we have no fear. outer space, hypnotic is suffice. None of them or all of us will fight. Time is blowing constantly a fit. Lately I've been thinking out of shit. Nervous skin, no humble pack, no fun. Freshly from a coma on the run. Secret stuff and space inspects itself. Frost collects itself upon the shelf. Audio James never had a chance. Never had a bullet for the dance.
That I federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Did round of applause anyone go to Catholic school as a kid? A few people? Oh, there's some people, yeah. You can always tell the people who went to Catholic school as kids because they're atheists. Because they really beat it out of you. You know, you go in with a good attitude and then you're just like, oh man, I wanted to believe. And it's not just the molestations. Don't get me wrong. If it were just one vice, I think we could give them a pass. For me, it was these fundraisers they'd have us do every year. They would, and I'm not exaggerating, they would hand us a cardboard suitcase full of trinkets to sell door to door to strangers. And if we sold enough of them, they would give us a pair of aviator sunglasses. Because that is what third graders need. Sexy eyewear. So the Catholic Church is like my knick-knacks pimp, you know? Like I would just like carry this suitcase that was like the size of my body up to a stranger's house, and I would be like, hello, I'm from St. Mary's School. Perhaps you would like to buy a Daffy Duck pencil sharpener or a polar bear pot holder. And the people would be like, we're eating dinner right now. And I would be like, it'll just be a minute. And I would just walk into their home. I didn't know any better. You know, I'd just open up shop and be like, perhaps you'd like a desk set organizer or popcorn for a year. And they'd be like, please leave our home. And then I just start stuffing this stuff back in, but it never fit in the way it had originally been placed in. And I'm kind of like scissor holding the whole thing together and sidestepping out. Like, I'm so sorry. I'll be out of your way in just one minute. And that is why I am angry at the Catholic Church. Because I didn't get my sunglasses. And I am going to go back to the Vatican this year and I'm going to ask for my damn sunglasses. And they are going to be confused. I went to a Catholic college as well. They wouldn't sell condoms on campus, which was to teach us a lesson to save up for the abortion, because that can be a pricey fix. I mean, come on. Hey, I'm a jokester. Hey, obviously I'm kidding about that, but it just seems crazy. You put a bunch of 19-year-olds in a dorm together, they're not gonna be like, well, I guess since we don't have condoms, we'll just play Pictionary. Does anybody have any pogs? I like those pogs. No, they're gonna have sex with each other, because that's what college is for. It's where dorks go to have sex with other dorks. It's like a dork mating service. Yeah. That's where your children are right now.
Let's go. crowd is saying, oh, that I'm not so cool. So I'm going back to charm school.
All right, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, WMFO.org on the web. This is Steve. This is the Bingo Show. We got about 20 minutes to go, another set to do. And then Edward Buchert will be coming up with his Tears of the Gods Plastic Sushi Extravaganza. You don't want to miss that. Let me tell you what we just heard. That was Bishop Allen, Charm School, from the disc of the same name. And before that, we heard Steely Dan doing My Old School from Countdown to Ecstasy. MC5 did High School from Back in the USA. Mike Birbiglia did a little stand-up bit there, Catholic School Sunglasses from My Secret Public Journal. Thalia Zedek did Back to School from Been Here and Gone. And we started off with Guided by Voices doing the Military School Dance Dismissal. And that's off an album called The Bears for Lunch. All right, that brings us up to date. We got time for one more set. And I think we'll just go ahead and get right to it. You're listening to The Bingo Show, WMFO, in Medford, 91.5 FM. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Okay.
Back to school.
We didn't.
statue on the street. Heartlessly breaking rules we meet. Lives are found and loves are lost. Say goodbye to nothing, everything costs. Now I find you on the street, breaking rules, hopelessly we meet. Lives are found and loves are lost. Say goodbye to everything, nothing costs.
Sad. work at Debenhams, cause that's what they expect. Starting lingerie and Doris is your supervisor. And the head said that you always were a queer one from the start. For careers you say you wanna be remembered for your art. Your obsession gets you known throughout the school for being strange, making life-size models of the Velvet Underground in play. In the queue for lunch they take the piss, you've got no appetite. And the rumor is you never go with boys and you are tight. So they jab you with a fork, you drop the tray and go berserk. While you're cleaning up the mess, the teacher's looking up your skirt.
All right, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Just getting ready to wrap it up here. We're going to do time for one more song. Edward Buchert is on deck. He's actually coming in the door right now. So let me tell you what you just heard. That was Belle and Sebastian doing Expectations. It's not really in the name, but it is a song about school. Vampire Weekend did Campus. And that's from their self-titled album from 2008. Portastatic did And I Was a Boy from School from Some Small History off Merge Records 2008 also. And then we had Animal Collective doing College from Sung Tongs. And that's going back 2004. And I think, yeah, that's it. And I'm going to do one more song. Edward Buchert's going to come up next. I'm glad you could join us for our back-to-school theme. And I will be back in 2 weeks. Easy Ed will be here next week. And let's see. We're going to finish off with, how about some Teenage Fan Club? All right. WMFO in Medford. Thanks for joining.
city where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal. Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying,